Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Dimension Door podcast. I wanted to be the first to let all of you know that you are my favorite people. You listened to episode one, I hope, and now you're on episode two, and I'm glad you came back. It means a lot to me and everybody else that you're here listening to our fun little project, and I hope that you're enjoying it thus far. This is going to be the last time you hear from me in the opening for a while. We are going to be having our players do the previous week's game review in the voices of their characters. That's a fun way to tie them in. Maybe they'll give you guys a little bit of snippets from their own backstories. Maybe you'll hear some insight into them and how they feel about everybody else. But it's a fun way to remind you of what has happened so far. But that task falls to me this week. Last time on the Dimension Door podcast, our intrepid adventurers were brought together thanks to a man by the name of Yul Orstag, who had collapsed in the middle of the road. Our two lovely rat folk, Marge and Norm, brought him to the nearby town of Heldrin, where they took him to the apothecary for help. The man had succumbed to cold wounds, icicles, shards of ice. He was bleeding. He had frostbite, which is very odd because we are in the middle of summer in this part of the world. Vasilisa Morozova, the local hedge witch and fortune teller, arrived after hearing the mysterious rumors of a man who had succumbed to cold. Later, very shortly later, as rumor spread through this very small town, a local mercenary who was just passing through heard of such a thing, and his intuition kicked in. If something like this had happened, something strange and bizarre, they would need somebody to investigate. He might have some work coming to him. The group met up at the apothecary's, revived Yul, and talked to him about what had happened. The head of the Heldrin Council, Iona Tepin, decided to task Valdeen, the gunslinger, to investigate what was going on, and recruited the help of Vasilisa Morozova for her insight in the cold weather happenstances. Now, Norm and Marge Gunderson, the lovely little rat folk, had recently retired and were looking for adventure. This seemed like just the thing. But before our adventurers set out, though, they needed to gather supplies. If there was indeed cold out there, they would need to be prepared. Iona Tepin set off for the local general store, where she would procure cold weather outfits for the party, while everybody else went back to Mother Theodora's house, home of Vasilisa Morozova, where she sat with everyone gathered round and did a horror reading. The cards could foretell what is happening, what will happen, and what has happened. If it is accurate or not, we will have to find out later, but they have all been blessed with special tokens that will help them in their journey to come. The adventurers set out, and before too long, about an hour down the road, they encountered a very strange sight. How's everybody doing today?
Good. After the yummy biscuits and gravy.
You're ready for a nap?
Mm.
Yeah, that was delicious. So welcome, everybody. Welcome back. It has been a little over a month since we last played. I am very excited for us to all be here again. And I would like to go around once more and introduce everybody, because I don't think whoever's been listening is fully caught up and knows who we are by sound of voice yet. My name is James Schwartz. I am the dungeon master, game master for this lovely session. We are playing Paizo's Reign of Winter. We are in book one, and we have with us today four wonderful players. Starting on my right, we have Zach Kreitler.
That's me.
And Zach,
this is my voice.
That is your voice.
If anyone's listening at home, this is my voice.
And who are you playing, Zach?
I'm playing Norm. Norm is a rat folk. I mean, if they did listen to the first episode, you can't forget him. He's absolutely unforgettable. He's an adorable, adorable little rat folk. And he used to be a doctor, and now he's retiring with his wife, and they're out adventuring.
Excellent. And Amanda Kreitler?
That is me. And yes, I am another cute little rat folk.
And that's what your voice sounds like.
Right. This is what my voice sounds like when I am not being Marge Gunderson.
Elizabeth Wilcox?
Hello, hello. I'm Elizabeth. This is Elizabeth's voice. I hope I sound distinct. I'm me. I am playing Vasilisa Morozova, who's the local witch. She is not happy to leave Heldren, but she does what's needed, so we'll see where this goes.
Excellent. And our final player is David Miller.
Good morning. This is what my voice sounds like.
And who are you playing, David?
I'm playing Valdine, the mercenary gunslinger.
Excellent. So our adventurers set out from Heldren, traveling south. Now, according to Yule, you guys think it's going to be about an hour and 40 minutes to get to the site where he says you were attacked.
Vasilisa is setting out, leading her lovely donkey Marigold, and she has the cold weather outfit that she was gifted, packaged carefully away on Marigold, because she refuses to acknowledge that she might need it. This is summer. She is a summer witch. There is no way she's going to wear those furs if she doesn't have to. And I think as it's getting colder and colder, Vasilisa is getting grouchier and grouchier, and she is one tiny article of cold weather gear at a time, very slowly gearing up, because she hates this. This is just the worst thing that could possibly happen. So if you try to talk to her, she'll respond, but she is definitely doing a lot of muttering and cursing, and the grouchiness is spiking with the cold temperature.
On the other side, Marge and Norm, always super positive, super cheerful. they're playing I Spy, just a cute little game just between them. I Spy with my little eye. Yeah. Something green. Can you guess what it is?
I get questions though, right? I get to ask, like, is it?
Oh, sure. We've got lots of time.
Okay. Okay. Is it okay? So it's green. Is it bigger than a house?
Can be.
Okay. It can be bigger than a house. Okay. Is it alive?
Yeah.
Okay. So we know some things about it then. We know that, like, it could be different sizes, and we know that, like, it is alive.
Sure.
Oh gosh. Okay. Is it does it smell good?
Oh, I suppose which one you're smelling.
Oh, okay. So it's a lot of things then, is what you're playing with. It's a lot of different things I got to pick.
Sure.
Okay. So I'm gonna say that it is. Oh, is it the trees and the grass and the leaves?
Oh, not that many things, darling.
No, that's only three things.
That's too many. They're all different. They're all very different between the trees and the grass and the...
But they're all green, so I figured they could qualify.
You just hear this kind of just back and forth.
So yeah, we've been doing this the whole trip to Heldren, just riding on the back and of the ferret and just trying to guess.
Have either of you successfully guessed what the other person has spied?
I think you got one. You got one right on the way here.
Oh, that's only because, you know, you gave me too many hints.
Oh, well, I hate to see you fail, hun.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I just want you to succeed.
Well, you guys are having fun. Valdine's definitely scouting the area, like looking around, trying to just get an idea if there's anything out of the ordinary. You know, he's got a keen eye focused on being prepared for something to happen.
Okay. Why doesn't everybody roll me a perception check?
Because we hate Pathfinder. That's why.
Oh, well, no. Okay. I guess we'll play GURPS or Fate instead.
That escalated quickly.
Marge got a 17.
I'm guessing it's already colder than it should be because Vasilisa got a 4.
Ooh.
Okay.
She's putting gloves on. She's angry.
Okay.
Marge got a 17.
Okay.
10.
17 for Valdine.
Cool. So, Vasilisa Morozova, you're probably just, like, dreading what's to come. Like, you don't want to accept it, but at the same time, you're like, I'm not going to be cold. If it is going to be cold, I'm never going to feel it. I am just going to put all of this stuff on. Marge got a
17.
Okay, so Norm, you're just playing I Spy. You're enjoying it. You're having some good time with your wife. However, Marge and Valdine, you guys are kind of looking around. Maybe Marge is trying to find something more tricky to stump Norm with the I Spy game. But Valdine, eyes on the prize. You are looking ahead. And one of the things you do notice up ahead in the distance is a large sort of cloud system hovering above a section of the forest.
I spy with my little eye something gray.
Gray? Oh gosh, I don't see anything gray. I don't know what could it be.
Well, you gotta look close.
Like a little, like a worm. Like a, is it like a rock or like a stone or something?
No. It actually moves around quite a bit, normally.
Normally. That's how I move around.
That is true. I didn't mean it that way, but darling.
Valdine leans over to Vasilisa and says, like, that up ahead, the clouds there don't seem to be particularly standard for summertime weather.
Vasilisa's head jerks up from where she's been fiddling with a glove that just, she got one finger on the wrong finger and it's just giving her a hard time, and she's like, oh, my suka.
Looks like a storm.
It is most definitely a winter storm.
Well, that's very odd.
Dermo, what is it doing in my somer, I ask? We should all put our cold gear on and...
Oh, the cloud.
Yes.
Oh, the cloud is great.
Very good, darling.
Yes.
Sorry.
No, it is fine. You are a cute couple. I am sure in better circumstances, I would be much more appreciative of your game. But I am very upset because that is a winter storm. This is my season. This is summer, not winter. I am not okay. And Vasilisa just grabs the reins of Marigold a little bit too harshly and is like stomping forward. She is upset. She is charging into this weather. She does not want to.
As you walk away, Valdine kind of looks to the two rat folk companions he has recently made acquaintance with and says, do you understand what she's talking about? I only get a few of the words in between the ones I understand.
Oh, I think that she likes the warmer weather. See, this doesn't... I mean, she's kind of unhappy about this cloud here.
She feels like she's being robbed.
That's what she was talking... Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we've got to make the best of it, I guess. Press on forward.
But, you know, maybe if we figure out what it is that's making this be weird, then maybe we could stop it and then go back to summer.
It is cold as the tits of Baba Yaga, and I am not okay.
Okay. Sorry to hear that.
Sorry to hear that.
It's cold as tits out here.
Yeah, I'm sorry you feel that way.
So about an hour and a half in, the road in the surrounding area starts to grow a little bit damp and then soggy as a slight trickling of water droplets fall. Continuing forward even more, the droplets turn to slush, then snowflakes, as you approach an area lightly dusted with snow. The white backdrop serves as a sharp contrast to the obvious scene of a brutal attack. 60 feet ahead, bodies of horses lay still, dark crimson pools emanating from each. An overturned carriage has scattered crates to the ground, and the tip of a recently fallen tree, 25 feet in length, points to an icy statue. Several other areas throughout the wreckage have dark red stains. And for the first time, we are going to have a map.
Ooh!
This never bodes well.
A Ooh, map. Those are big squares.
You mean like for combat?
Maybe.
Oh, James, your squares are so big.
Kinky.
That's a lot of blood.
So you guys are up that way, about 60 feet away. You guys see the carriage and the horses and stuff. So you're still off the map, but up ahead, that is what you can see. And in the distance, you see a tree pointing to a giant ice thing.
Vasilisa is going to draw up Marigold and tell her to stay and get so that she's within 60 feet of the region and try to detect magic.
Okay.
Just see if anything. She'll take her time with it.
How well trained is Marigold?
She's a very good donkey.
Okay.
She's not combat trained.
Right.
She's just a very good girl.
How close do you want to get?
I'm going to get so that I'm within 60 feet of the outskirts and okay. Then make sure that I'm not alone as I kind of go forward bit by bit to encompass until eventually I can hopefully reach the ice statue, because that's concerning.
Would you like some company there?
Okay.
Yes, if you could come forward with me carefully, I am going to just see if there is any magic up ahead.
Sure.
I'm
pretty
than
stealthy.
The obvious weather, you know. It is definitely magical, but is it magical?
So yeah, we should get off Ghost. We should hop off.
Oh, for sure. You stay here with Ghost and Valdine and maybe watch our backs.
Oh, okay.
We won't be far behind.
So hop off Ghost, grab the buckler.
If you could keep an eye on Marigold, Valdine, I understand you are a distance fighter.
That's true.
She has all of the gear, so if you could try to make sure she does not run away, I would appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you.
So I tie him to a tree. Marigold's safely secured.
Excellent. So Vasilisa Morosova and Marge Gunderson start to slowly approach the site up ahead. Vasilisa, you are casting Detect Magic as you come, sweeping across the area. Norm and Valdine, how far behind are you guys going to stay? Are you going to stay like 60 feet away from the carriage? Are you going to stay a certain distance behind the two of them? What's going on?
10 feet behind the two of them is what I was going for.
Okay.
If that works for Norm.
Okay. That's a little closer than I was thinking, but it's good to be close.
15?
I mean, you don't feel like I'm invading your space and crowding you, do you?
Oh, no, no.
Okay.
What about Ghost?
Yeah, no, I mean, she's got all our stuff. She should at least be following behind me.
That sounds good.
So, Vasilisa and Marge, as you guys approach, are you trying to be stealthy? Are you trying to be quiet?
Oh, for sure.
Okay, I need stealth checks then, please.
Marge's whiskers are like twitching, and you can tell she's like smelling and really, really paying close attention to what's going on around the area.
Cool.
I got a 19.
I got a 15.
Good job, guys. As you approach Vasilisa, you are not detecting any magic. You do see a overturned carriage with a single door pointing to the sky. It looks to have possibly crashed into the tree. You also see two dead horses that have bled out and five other sort of bloodied spots on the ground. All of the luggage that the carriage was carrying has tipped over and fallen off to one of the sides.
Marge is going to kind of do a stealthy little scamper up, you know, sniffing, just to peek into the carriage to see if she can see anything. Like,
so
peek through a little door or a little window.
Right. Inside, you need to kind of scamper on top of the carriage to where the door is.
Okay.
It does have some windows, but they're covered by curtains. You can't see inside. You would have to
break
the windows open or open the door to check inside.
Okay, so I will scamper back to where Vasilisa is.
Okay.
Well, do you want to open this up near? I can't see inside.
I am thinking we may want to, but I am first thinking, where are all the dead people? Were they taken?
That is a good question.
If it was a creature which was eating things, then why are the
body
horses here?
Right.
This is most disturbing. We should have the men with us if we are going into the carriage, I think. I want to look at that ice.
Well, then maybe we should go look at the ice and let the boys check out the carriage.
Yes, I'm okay with that. Valdine is quite tall.
And Vasilisa just kind of raises her hand and does a this way gesture to the people behind us.
So Valdine steps up and, all right, what's the plan?
We cannot see into the carriage without opening the door. Would you mind seeing what is in there? I am going to look at that dangerous looking piece of ice because I am clearly crazy. And
I don't think we should split up before you step away. I think we should stay together.
That is fair.
Well, if you guys want, I can always go open up the door, and then you can stand back ready to shoot anything that pops out.
It's not a bad idea.
Okay. And Vasilisa takes out her deck of cards, which is
probably a little bit. She's ready with cards.
She's going to do a reading.
I give you a funny look. Nothing kind of like just
no time for that.
No, my cards are my weapon.
You scare
people?
She
just looks really ready
with their readings.
Well, let's see what's inside this carriage here. And Valdine steps closer, ready to...
Oh, I'm Marge.
Oh, no, it's okay.
Marge does her little kind of careful scamper up on top and stands behind the door so it'll open up and cover her as it opens.
Oh, I like that.
Nice. So she'll come and then just kind of nod at everybody.
I nod back, yep.
And then she tries to open it. Does it open?
Yes,
it okay, does. Sweet. She opens it and then just kind of hunkers underneath the door.
You flip the door open, and nothing happens.
She sticks her little head out, and her nose whiskers are twitching.
Yeah, you don't like the smell.
Oh,
that's for sure.
Then she will. she'll kind of back up and maybe kind of climb down, and I'll leave this one to you. I'm not liking what's going on in there.
How well can I see in?
Are you standing on top of the carriage?
I'm standing next to it still.
You can't see inside.
Okay.
You have to climb up on top to look.
I will climb up on top of the carriage. So Valdine puts a foot on one of the barrels nearby and then steps on the wheel, kind of climbs up.
Mm-hmm. Well, be careful of that smell there. Doesn't smell good.
I've smelled death before.
Is death what it smells like, Valdine?
And as you step up onto the carriage and look in, it is indeed death of which he smelled, because inside you see two women lying dead, their bodies twisted and broken, and an obvious death caused by the flipped carriage. Inside you see several crates along with a small lockbox.
Can I reach the lockbox if I reach it?
You're going to have to hop in there. Either that or have someone like hold your ankles and like drop you in.
Looking at
almost
the rest
like
of the party.
They're giving you a swirly.
I don't think Valdine we can hold you.
Shouldn't be hopeful that will happen.
Oh, maybe Ghost would be okay with jumping in there and getting it in his teeth, bringing it out. Is there like a handle on the lockbox?
Yeah, sure.
Cool.
Do you push Ghost to go fetch?
So Valdine jumps down as soon as he hears them start discussing, and it's like, well, there appears to be something inside this carriage we should look at, lockbox, but I can't reach it from here, so I'm going to jump down. And
cool. So you hop off then. Marge, do you need to roll for fetch?
I do because I don't have that one.
Cool.
And what's the DC on that? Is that 15 for fetch?
Yeah, it's a DC. Oh, no. Ooh.
DC 25.
It's DC 25.
You might roll 19 or 20.
Can I aid another and be there with her to be like, hey, come on, Ghost, help us out?
Yes. Okay. As you guys stand in this massacre site surrounded by pools of blood and dead horses, you both go up to Ghost and you're like, okay, Ghost,
oh, Ghost.
Go on in. Fetch, Ghost. Come on, Ghost. Fetch.
Eight another succeeds.
Oh, nice. And I got 23.
Plus two.
Woo-hoo!
Yay! So your guys
that was
is
close.
Careful and wonderful coaching of Ghost. He's like, ah, yes. I understand what I need to do.
Oh,
I'm
no.
going to climb up onto the wagon,
it's
hop inside, and get the lockbox. Yeah. Ho-ho.
That's what my voice should sound like.
So Ghost scampers up, and you see her hop in to the carriage with a kind of clamoring thud. And several moments later, she hops out with a lockbox.
Oh, good girl.
Runs over and drops it in front of you and stares at you longingly for a treat.
Oh, I'll pull one out of my pocket. I do have some yummy meat treats.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. So I give Ghost a treat. Oh, good girl. Good girl. Oh, and now what do we do? Open?
Yeah,
is
I don't
it,
know
is
how
it
to
locked?
I don't know how to open these.
Yes, it is a lockbox.
Sometimes they're open. Sometimes they're open.
Sometimes they're open.
Know how to open locks?
Are there like a dial or numbers? Or
it's a key.
A key?
So with taking a look at the lockbox, I kind of turn it in my hands, and I pull out a tool, pull a tool out of my belt, and I try to wiggle it in there, and I get a 13.
Sure. It's a very simple sort of lockbox. You basically take your tool, you shove it in, and then you just turn it. Like, there's no tumblers or anything. It's just, nice. Like, a really simple latch.
It worked. I got it open.
Woohoo!
Pops open.
Good job, Veldin. Thank you.
Oh, what's in there?
Yeah, what's inside the box?
Inside the box? Of...
I was trying not to do that.
That's why I could tell that you were trying not to. I'm like,
we were on the same page.
Cut him some slack.
Okay, you pop open the box. Inside, you see some earrings, a set of pearl bracelets, gold and silver necklaces, a sapphire pendant, and a signet ring.
Does anyone recognize the ring?
Knowledge nobility.
Oh,
I don't have that one.
It's erased. I had it and erased it.
Knowledge local?
I will accept local.
Oh,
23.
Does nobody have nobility?
19.
I don't have nobility.
I'm taking it at next level. Next level, I'm taking it.
I love it. You guys are out to save a noble woman and nobody has it.
It's a class skill for me.
That's fair.
I got a...
I'm a little rat folk.
12 on knowledge local.
Valdine?
19.
23.
Oh, I don't have local.
Okay. Yeah, all of you are able to identify it as a signet ring of Legi Argentia.
That makes a lot of sense.
I was going
we
to
We kind of should have assumed
it.
That it was, yeah, just... But you never know. You never know.
So all we found in the box was a signet ring, right?
And well, no, there was other stuff in there too, don't you remember? There was like a couple necklaces.
Oh, okay.
How about we just put the box on the donkey and we look at the scary ice statue?
Okay.
Yes?
You really like this ice statue for being a summer witch.
No. I really do not trust the ice statue and do not like that it is standing there staring at us.
So Valdine goes over and stores that away safely. It still contains all the jewels.
Marigold, 60 feet away, so you walk back to Marigold, put it on, walk back.
Yes.
What's everybody else doing while he does this?
Approaching the statue.
Yeah, walking closer to the statue, kind of peeking, peering.
Cool.
Slowly, carefully.
We're waiting for you, but...
We know that Valdine really. Has a gun, so we're not too worried about him being left behind a little bit.
Yeah. 60 feet away from you guys.
Yeah.
While approaching...
We're keeping that distance.
While approaching the statue of ice, you notice large chunks of ice laying nearby in the snow. Looking at them, you notice an unusual golden glint in one of them. A gold ring still attached to the hand encased in ice. Each large chunk contains a different appendage of the frozen man who stands as a statue before you. Behind him, you see an obvious trail has been blazed through the snow towards the woods.
Can we tell anything about the person in the ice? Can I do a perception check to see what kind of clothes he's wearing?
So right now,
how
he's,
horrifically he died.
He's facing away from you guys towards the sort of path that has been made. But you can walk around to the other side to look at like his armor, if it has any kind of symbolism on it or anything.
Right.
Like that.
So yeah. I would like to. I'm assuming he's a caravan guard. I'm also assuming someone else will look at the glinting gold ring. That's too morbid for me. Also too cold. I'm not touching ice. So I'm going to try and do a perception check to see if I notice anything interesting about his armor or expression or okay. something. That's a 21.
A 21. Yes, he has some... He's wearing a breastplate. And on the breastplate, there is definitely some kind of symbolism. I will need local or nobility from you. After we roll initiative as what? Five zombies rush out of the bushes towards our intrepid adventurers. Round one of combat. Ghost the Weasel.
Ghost is going to... well, he's not pretty happy about the one right next to him, so he's going to go ahead and try and bite. 14.
Hit.
Oh, nice. I did not expect it to hit.
And he's biting them?
Yeah, he's biting the leg.
Cool.
4 points of, why does that be, piercing?
Piercing, yeah.
If they're cool. Okay with that.
So Ghost goes and he tries to bite down on the leg, and he connects and he goes, like that?
Yeah.
Cool. Perfect. I love it. Okay, number two, Valdine. 30 feet away from the rest of the party, you are over by the carriage, looking as five zombies rush the people you are trying to protect.
Yeah, as soon as I see the rushing zombies approach, Valdin definitely has his gun ready and moves up to be within range of the zombie right over here, zombie number two.
Okay, so you go up heading towards the zombie right next to Norm.
Yes, and I get within 20 feet, and I shoot that zombie with my gun.
Do it.
It's going to be a 19 to hit.
A 19 will definitely connect. And which zombie are you shooting?
Zombie number two.
Zombie number two.
And let's do 7 damage to that zombie.
7 damage.
So you hear this sound come from behind you, crack. Norm. This just this
boom
sound.
Like thunder on the ground.
Yeah. And the zombie, like chunks of the zombie get taken out, I'm hoping.
Yeah, you shoot like his shoulder, and like part of his shoulder just like flies out.
Nice.
In a nice, cool little rotten explosion. And as the sound of your gunshot echoes throughout the canyon, you see snow kind of fall from some of the branches. You hear Azalea in the background. No.
Vasilisa.
Marigold.
Marigold.
Oh,
you
Marigold.
Hear
Azalea's the bunny rabbit.
You hear Marigold in the background go,
poor Marigold.
Poor Marigold. And Valdin, that is your turn. Next up, we have Vasilisa Morozova. You are almost surrounded by zombies. You have just heard a loud crack that shakes you to your core, maybe even ringing your ears slightly. You have your deck of cards. What do you do?
Can I do a perception, a quick glance, probably at a negative because I'm not taking any time perception check to see if it looks like there are more zombies in the bushes? Before I run into the bushes. I got a 21.
There does not seem to be anything else in the bushes. Okay. So full withdraw is only going to avoid the first attack of opportunity.
Oh, I know. That's okay. Why I'm scared.
Yeah. Okay.
Whew. I'm just like, Vasilisa looks real freaked out, guys.
Do you yell anything as you run away like that?
Oh, definitely. It sounds something like, ah, Zuka, zombies? Really? Zombies?
So you sidestep a zombie to get out of the way of two of them, but get closer to one of them. And as you run past it, it takes a swipe at you for 12 versus your AC.
That's my AC.
Yay.
Oh, no.
Okay. So the zombie connects with you, and it deals 7 damage.
Ugh. So at one point in her scream, it gets a little bit more piercing because that hurt.
Ouch.
Okay, so Norm, Marge, you guys are basically surrounded. Vasilisa has just taken off away from the zombie horde. What do you do?
You got a big gunshot behind your head.
So is Marge, I know, I heard a gunshot and a scream. Is Marge in melee, or is no one? There's no one actually like.
No one's actually doing
touching.
Anything. No, there's no melee.
There's
going
nobody.
Right
I can't tell from here, but nobody's actually touching Marge, right? There's nobody adjacent.
Oh, yeah, there definitely is. Are. There definitely
zombie
is. Yeah.
Three?
Oh yeah, there's one.
Yeah, zombie
adjacent
three
to me.
Is adjacent to her, and then you have two zombies adjacent to you.
So I'm just gonna. So three looks like the one that's actually close to touching her. So I'm just gonna. We have bonded minds. So I'm just gonna think to her. Honey, look out. And then I'm going to take a 5-foot step to share a space with her.
Okay.
So we're on the same square.
Cool.
And I'm going to poke at zombie number three. And it is only a 10.
That'll miss.
Yeah.
So the first zombie goes to attack Marge Gunderson. Only an 11 to hit.
No.
Cool. Zombie number one misses. Zombie number four will take a 5-foot step and attack Ghost.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's going to be a 20.
Oh, that is a miss.
What?
Yeah. Ghost kicks ass because Ghost has got really good armor.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
A zombie steps up to our lovely little small weasel, swipes and misses. Marge, it is your turn. You are increasingly getting surrounded by zombies.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
What do you do?
Well, her first thought is... Where's my... Here we go. Her, oh, sorry.
It's my first day.
It's my first day. Her first thought is...
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Hold on.
Hold that thought. I mean, tough situation.
It's totally a tough situation because if she tries to run, she's pretty screwed.
No, you saw what happened
to Vasily.
And that's the thing is that she doesn't want to just run and leave Norm either. No. So she's going to aid Norm.
Ooh, what kind of aid?
I'm going to give you a +3 to your attack.
How?
By doing my aid allies ability.
Okay.
Oh, that is a 9.
Oh, no.
Okay, so no aid.
9
total.
You
get a flanking bonus, right?
Oh, that's right. I do get a flanking bonus because we are technically flanking on the same square.
So that's 11.
That is 11.
Cool. You aid me for 3. Norm.
So you get a +3 to your next attack.
If I survive.
Cool. Hopefully you survive.
All right.
She's not planning on.
So how does Marge aid him? What does this look like?
So I'm with you. I'm on the same square as you.
Yes, we're on the same square. Marge is going to kind of duck behind you so she's out of your way because you kind of came in beside her. And she's going to go get him, Norm. Just like encouraging.
So it's a mental.
It's totally a mental thing.
Psychological aid another.
She cleared your path.
The thing is, Norm is really susceptible to that kind of stuff. Like, he's very easily manipulated, so.
I can't wait till we get a bard. This is great.
Oh, God.
Cool. So Marge is like, I love that. I love that so much. Okay. It is now 3 separate zombies' turns. So zombie number 5 is going to take a 5-foot step and swipe at Marge again.
Okay.
21 to hit.
That is a miss.
Damn, girl. Okay.
Yeah,
so zombie.
Oh, my
zombie
armor.
Number 5 steps up and misses. Then it is zombie number 3 and zombie number 2. Okay. Zombie number 3 is going to attack Norm.
He's going to miss.
20 to hit.
Miss.
Oh, nice.
You guys are good.
I'm feeling less scared moment
I'm
by moment.
I'm so glad that you ran away to get out of the zombies.
Okay,
the
final zombie in this set is also going to attack Norm. You are being flanked. Oh, he is totally going to miss with only a 11. So those 3 zombies go. It is the start of round 2. Marge, Norm, and Ghost are almost completely surrounded, but the zombies can't seem to hit. Ghost, your turn.
I mean, Ghost is now pretty upset that we're completely surrounded. Ghost is going to be even more defensive and aggressive. He's going to try and bite again.
Okay. Which one?
Oh, sorry. 4.
Cool.
Okay. That is going to be that's going to be a 22.
Yeah, that hits hardcore. Nice.
That was a good roll.
Does she do any damage?
She just rolls a d4 right now, so a 4.
Max damage. She got max damage last time, too.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo. 4 is your max?
Yeah. Okay. It's a bite. It's a little natural attack bite.
She's
and it's a small little creature.
Until next level, she's small.
She's trying, bless her heart.
S-M-O-L.
She is adorable. She is a cute little weasel. So she snaps out and she bites the leg of this zombie again, and it does not seem to be fazed. Valdine.
Ooh. Valdine still has his gun trained on zombie 2, and he stays right where he is, stands his ground, pulls the trigger again.
Now, what kind of gun is Valdine using? I don't think we've talked about this.
We probably haven't. So, Valdine is using a pepper box.
Yay.
Which is I'm kind of calling it like an heirloom item that he had from some history and some backstory, mm-hmm. which we can get into that part later as it comes up. I'm sure it'll be discussed at some point. But a pepper box holds 6 shots without needing to be reloaded.
And then how long does it take to reload it after it's been emptied?
I think that we looked into it, and it was 1 round per shot, so
yeah,
6 rounds.
Right. So 6 rounds to reload. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not minutes then.
So
yeah.
Like
half a minute
to reload. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's nice too because then you can like fire your shots and then like reload, fire.
Yeah.
So you're going to be great for the first 6 attacks, and then after that we're going to get our
run out of gas.
Cut in half. Yeah. Okay, so Valdine fires again.
And yeah, I hit him with a 26.
Yeah, you do.
So he's going to take some damage and see how much. He takes 6 points of damage.
Nice.
Can I know how much damage I've done to that zombie? Like
heal
a
check.
Heal check or something?
Yeah.
17 in the heal check.
Oh, yeah, you got that. Okay, so you hit the zombie
twice.
For 7 and then you hit it for 6.
Yeah.
It's only taken like 3 damage. This zombie is still looking quite healthy.
That's what I was afraid you were going to say.
Yeah, I know. Okay. But now you know. Vasilisa.
Vasilisa is ready for this. She is going to do her little knowledge check first.
Cool. What'd you get?
An 18.
18 on religion. Zombies do indeed need to be risen by necromantic magic.
Okay. She'll mention that to everyone later if we survive. Vasilisa is going to hold her deck of cards, and she's going to start by calling to her guardian spirit, the dead old mother Theodora, and she is going to say, "Please, Theodora, help. We need your help right now." And that is her guiding spirit trait. She gets to roll 2d20s on her next d20 roll.
Nice.
She's going to draw a card from her Haro deck. It's the Sneak Bite. So we'll see. And she's going to throw this card at zombie number 5.
Nice.
Zombo number 5.
And this card is looking a little bit like it is on fire.
Whoa, what?
It's almost like I cast Touch of Combustion on it before I chucked it at this zombie.
Hella dope.
All right. My better roll is going to be a total of 21 today.
Yeah, that is a hit.
All right.
Flaming
flame. So the card itself is what I would describe as negligible. 2 damage.
What kind of damage?
Piercing.
Okay, yeah, negligible.
And then Touch of Combustion. It deals 1d6 points of fire damage, and it gets a reflex saving throw.
Okay. Definitely fails its reflex. I rolled a 3.
Okay, well, that is 5 fire damage.
Okay.
And then because it failed its reflex saving throw, it catches fire.
Nice.
So it is now on fire. And on the next round, creatures adjacent to it must each succeed a reflex save or take 1d4 points of fire damage.
Ouch.
Because the fire does spread. Okay. So I've set a zombie on fire.
Right next to me.
But I'm sure you'll be fine.
Okay.
That's fair. Okay, so sure cool. You throw a card and it catches the zombie on fire. So now there are 4 zombies surrounding Norb, Marge, and Ghost. And a 5th zombie that is on fire right next to them.
But does the zombie look hurt? Does it like the fire?
It does not like the fire.
Nice.
Fire bad!
Take that, zombie! Oh, I did not know zombies could talk. Take that!
Norm Gunderson.
Yeah, so I don't have to roll a save to not catch on fire then.
Not until next round.
Okay, looking forward to it. Well, I've got a boost to my attack, so I am going
to... +3.
I'm going to absolutely use that attack.
Which one?
Gosh, I don't know. It's not going to do any damage anyway, so let's just say number 5.
Is it? Are you piercing?
I'm piercing. I'm totally piercing.
Well, we should switch then.
15.
15 hits. 15 hits.
2 damage.
2 piercing. Okay. Cool.
Uh-oh.
So the blade just, I imagine, goes in and out like you're checking a brownie to see if it's done.
No blood or anything comes out. You just, like, poke it. And that was that. I am now worried about you guys.
I'll try to hit him next time.
I was worried when we got here. Piercing.
I mean...
I'm more worried now that I discovered that setting a zombie on fire as fabulously as I possibly could still leaves us very worried.
Right? I thought that was a good step, and now his face. I read faces, my friend, and yours does not tell a pretty story.
I mean...
No, you're so fucked.
I adjusted this encounter slightly...
That's fine. We've got this.
Yeah, we're fine.
Whatever.
We'll be okay.
You guys
okay.
should be fine. I hope you're fine.
No one's okay. hurt yet, but
no one's
me.
Hurt yet. Yeah.
We're not going to get
hit. I mean, I'm half dead, but no one else is hurt, right?
Okay, so it is another couple zombies. Zombie number 1 is going to attack Ghost.
No.
Gets a 9 on that roll. Misses. No. Zombie number 4 is going to attack. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Doesn't matter. Also misses with only a 14. Marge Gunderson, your turn. A zombie is on fire next to you. What do you do?
I'm going to shield bash it.
+2 because you are flanking.
12. to hit?
Hits.
Oh.
Yeah, that hits.
Sweet.
That should be right.
3 points of bludgeoning.
Okay. As I sit here not adjusting anything at all.
No, that's all right, fine. I'll try you my can other kill weapon. Us all. We earned it at that point.
And I think now that you use the shield to bash with it, we don't get the bonus on the next turn.
Correct.
As long as they take the hits, as long as and don't die, we've got Valdine and Vasilisa. Yeah. I wouldn't panic that, yet.
It's not terrible yet. Yeah. Okay, so yet. The other three zombies, 5, 3, and 2. So 5 is on fire. It doesn't like this. Do zombies feel pain?
Do they dream of electric sheep?
That's a good
yes,
question.
They do.
Zombies dream of electric sheep.
Okay, so one of the zombies is going to attack Norm with a 10. Another zombie number 3 is going to also attack Norm, this time with a 16. And the third zombie is going to attack Marge with a 7. So the zombies all swipe at the two rat folk who are just bouncing up and down over each other, doing cool acrobatics, maybe playing leapfrog if they're feeling whimsical. But all of the zombies miss nonetheless, and we go to the top of round 3. Ghost, our friendly weasel, keeps biting a zombie. Zombie doesn't seem to care. What does Ghost do?
Well, that's all Ghost can do.
All right. Ghost continues to bite the zombie.
Yeah.
Valdine.
Valdine shoots zombie number 2 again.
Okay. Come on, Valdine.
I know. Let's see what he can do this time.
Did the zombie that was on fire take damage for being on fire?
No, because you said at the...
That's for the people around it. It's on fire, okay. So it
so
should just be
it take
on
its
fire
turn,
rules.
Right.
However much damage being on fire causes. I should have pulled up fire rules, but I was too busy not thinking. Sorry.
Sometimes I can lose a whole day to that. Oh, I forgot to think today. Oh, jeez.
That's what I've been doing wrong.
Oh, here we go. Catching fire. So every round he gets another reflex save, and if he fails, he takes more fire damage.
So he gets a reflex save on his turn.
Every round, yeah.
And then
if he fails, he takes the fire damage. Yeah. So I believe it's still DC 15. He rolled a 13. And
he's got a +1 reflex.
No, he has 0 reflex.
I don't know where the DC 15 is coming from.
It's coming from the chart.
Okay, cool.
Do you want to roll the damage or do you want me to?
What is it? D6?
1d6.
I'll roll it. Why not? It makes me feel empowered.
There you go.
Right up until I roll it for catching Norman Marge on fire.
Oh, I'm going to be fine. Don't worry.
3.
Cool. I should
keep
okay
burning, you crispy
that
zombie.
That zombie takes another 3 points of damage. Whose turn is it?
It's Valdine? My turn, and I rolled my attack.
What'd you get?
I got 28 to hit. Is that high enough?
Good lord, yes, sir.
Hold on. Is that against touch?
Yeah, it's against touch.
Yeah, you're good. Versus zombie number 2 again.
Yeah.
How much damage?
8 damage this time.
That's better.
And I will roll a heal check to see how much got through.
Cool.
Yeah, it's a 24 on the heal check.
These things have DR5.
Yeah.
And you know that it is against both bludgeoning and piercing.
Yep. Okay. So I also noticed that a flaming card thing shot out from someone's hands.
Yes, you did.
Over that way, because I am watching the battlefield.
Mm-hmm.
It was also accompanied by Take that, zombie!
Right?
I love it.
So I kind of look over and I'm like, what?
What the fuck?
What was that over there? I'd never seen something. Okay, I'll have to figure out.
You see this lady running away going, ah!
And then she turns around
and runs back and throws a card. Okay. Vasilisa Morozova. I love the full name. It just rolls off.
It's better than either part.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to kind of rub my hands together because I'm getting ready.
Okay.
Getting ready for this. And then I am going to step forward.
So you take a 5-foot step forward?
I might be moving forward 10 feet. I'm trying to figure out a 15-foot cone, a cone-shaped burst, if you will.
Okay. So 15-foot cone springs out of Vasilisa Morozova. What is it? What spell?
She rubbed her hands together, and mm-hmm. then she just spreads them apart and fire, burning hands.
Ooh, that's a good one.
So I need awesome. A reflex save from both zombies. DC 16.
Come on, Vasilina. Vasilina.
Okay. Zombie number 5 saves. Zombie number 3 fails.
Okay, so zombie 5 takes half damage. And it's 1d4 per caster level, so that is 3d4. Nice. That is 8 damage total, or 4 damage for zombie 5. And then flammable materials burn if the flames touch them. So if they're wearing clothes that would catch fire, they do that.
Well, here's a fun thing.
Yeah.
They both catch on fire, but they also both fall to the ground.
Woot, woot!
You have destroyed...
Smoldering corpses.
Yeah, smoldering corpses of zombie number 3 and zombie number 5 fall to the ground, opening up a rear flank to Norm and Marge, who are no longer flanked by any creatures.
Thank goodness.
Vasilisa, was there anything else you wanted to do on your turn now that you have slain 2 zombies? You've just slain 2 zombies! What will you do now?
Disneyland!
She just blows the fire out on her hands. She's good.
I like to think that she has like an internal monologue that's just like, yeah, take that, you frozen fox.
Oh, definitely.
Something to that sort.
Yay.
All right. 2 of the zombies fall to the ground dead. Norm, you just see this like sort of cone of fire spring forward, and it stops right before you and your wife, engulfing these 2 zombies as they go, ah.
And it's warm. It's just a little bit warm.
It's a little bit warm. Yeah, it's nice. You look over and you see a nice patch has thawed out and is now damp instead of snow covered. What do you do?
I loot the zombies. No, wait. still in combat. Hold on. I'm staying on the same space as Margie and just kind of staying close to her. And it doesn't seem like I'm actually succeeding in doing anything, but I'm just going to keep poking. Poke zombie number 2, and it's a 12 to hit.
Yeah, you hit.
I hit?
Yep.
So it takes 4 more points of piercing damage that it does not care about.
That's right. Okay, zombie takes a swing
at
Marge.
Uh-oh, this one might actually hit. Sounds like it. Looks like it. Oh, did you roll a 20?
Yeah. Natural 20 with a 17 to confirm.
Does not confirm.
Okay, still takes damage. You are going to take... 6 damage.
No!
This zombie just like slams into your back as you like
half my health.
you turn to look at like this flame and everything, and you were distracted for just a moment, and this zombie connects with your back and kind of slams you across, and you kind of lose your breath for a moment. And zombie number 4 gets to go next, and zombie number 4 is gonna attack Ghost. And that's only going to be a 12.
No.
Yeah. Marge, you just got slapped by this zombie.
Oh, goodness, which means my back is to him. So as I turn around, I'm going to cut my shield, pull out my longsword, and try to slash him.
Okay.
Because maybe slashing damage will do something. Who knows?
I like it.
14 to hit.
Hits.
Yeah. That's going to be 7 points of damage.
Max damage.
On which one?
Oh, the one that just hit me. So it was at
zombie
number 1.
And it is slashing.
And you said 7?
Yes.
Nice.
And it is slashing.
That's good. That's good.
Woohoo!
Cool. And then finally we have zombie number 2. Odds is going to go for Marge again. Uh-huh. And this one gets a 14 to hit.
Oh, I'm just moving out of the way all over the place here.
Next up, top of the round, Ghost. 3 zombies left, guys. You're doing it. You're really doing it.
Alrighty. Well, I think Ghost was a little taken aback by that fire there. So, like, seriously, no animal wants to be around fire.
I am not sorry.
There's not really anywhere that she can move.
She could total defense. Huddle in.
That makes sense.
Yep, that totally makes sense.
Curl up into an adorable little ball.
She curls up into an adorable little ball.
At Marge's feet, trying to stay protected.
All right, Valdine.
Valdine is going to shoot zombie number 2 again.
Okay.
But this time, Valdine's been paying attention to how the zombie's been reacting, and he decides to use deadly aim and clearly looks down the sights of his gun.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. And use point-blank shot as well. So trading attack for some additional damage,
right?
Hopefully to finish off the zombie.
Roll big.
Well, not so good. It's an 11 to hit.
The 11 against touch will hit.
That does hit. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, that hits.
Sadly, the damage roll was also terrible, so it's only 6 damage.
Only 6. Okay. You still chip a little bit at it.
Dang.
Cool. Vasilisa Morosova. You have successfully killed 2 zombies. Now, that zombie is still on fire. Is everything at risk of taking fire damage?
It's on fire, so if nothing's putting the fire out and there's enough to keep it burning, it probably could be burning.
Okay, so then I'm gonna say, yeah, Marge, Norm, Ghost, make your saves.
Oh, dear. The zombie next to it's on fire, too, from the burning hand, so I don't know if zombie 4's in trouble.
Okay.
Oh, no.
And yeah, zombie number 4. So then Marge and Norm
it
and
takes
Ghost,
a full round action.
You guys are going to have to roll twice.
Oh, well, Ghost failed the first one.
Oh.
Marge failed her second one.
Oh, no. Yep. Zombie number 1 failed, which is going to be the second one.
Okay.
I got a 22 on my first one and a 13 on my second one.
Cool. So everyone fails the third one. Right?
Well, except for Ghost. Ghost passed this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ghost passed the second, not the first.
Lost the first one, yeah.
Cool.
I rolled 1 fire damage.
For the first one?
For the first burning zombie.
So that would be Ghost?
That's Ghost.
And then I rolled 4 fire damage.
Ah.
For
so
the
everyone
second
else
one.
Takes 4.
Ah.
I'm sorry, I caught you on fire a little bit. I'm not really sorry because I'm burning zombies.
And this is why Ghost decided to hide. He's a little singed now.
All right, your actual turn, Vasilisa.
Vasilisa is going to pull out a wand, which was left her by Theodora. And she's going to say, "Now is the time, Theodora. I thank you for your foresight." And she is going to try to use the wand versus zombie 4. I think she needs to roll a use magic device check. So let me.
What spell
try
is
that
it?
First? Scorching Ray.
Real big.
Darn it. I got a 15.
Yeah.
That's not going to cut
it. Not quite
it.
Enough. You don't lose the charge.
Her wand
but
does
the wand
nothing.
Yeah.
She's like, poop.
Norm Gunderson.
I'm gonna try and poke him again. Oh, gosh, that wasn't good at all. It was a 10 to hit.
Yeah, you missed. Poor Norm. Zombies 1 and 4. Let's see here. One of the zombies swipes out at Marge. It misses very bad.
Sweet.
And the other one is going to swipe at poor little Ghost. It's going to get a 21 to hit.
Why does no one attack me?
But Ghost has total defense going on, which
yes.
gives him another +4.
So
and
he's
his
totally
AC
fine.
Is over 20. Anyway,
yep.
So Ghost just doesn't give 2 fucks. Next up, Marge. 3 zombies left. You guys are whittling away at them.
Oh, I'm thinking that my sword did some good there. I'm going to go ahead and try and slash at him again.
Do it.
Oh, yes. I rolled a 19.
What kind of weapon is it?
It's a longsword.
That's a
critical threat?
Threat,
I will roll again.
Is it? Yep, 19 to 20.
Sweet.
Critical.
I will roll again.
Let's
see if I can. Oh, okay, well, I didn't. I rolled a 1.
Yeah. All right,
so
you just hit.
I just hit. That's going to be 5. 5 slashing.
That zombie, you cut clean through it.
And
it falls apart in half.
Whoa.
Dead. Dead, deader than it was. More dead. It's you deaded the dead.
I deaded the dead.
All right, zombie. Final zombie. Zombie number 2. Zombie 2 misses. Okay.
Who did it miss?
It missed Norm.
Okay. Norm is going to slip underneath it.
Ooh.
When it takes a swipe at me as it misses, I am actually now square sharing with the zombie.
Ooh, what does that do?
It's now going to have a -4 to attack anybody or do any CMBs against anybody, and it's going to be anyone attacking it is going to be flanking.
Damn.
Coincidentally, he's now far enough away that he won't take more fire damage. Good job, Norm.
Nice. Very nice. Okay, top of round 5, Ghost. Huddled up.
Ghost is going to stay in total defense because he got singed by the fire, and that's what she was afraid of, so she's going to stay right where she is.
Cool. Valdine, top of round 5, you got 2 shots left. What do you do?
Let's do that deadly aim point-blank shot again on zombie 2.
Cool.
And try to take it out, and it looks pretty good. We've got a 24 to hit this time.
Nice.
Yeah, that hit.
Totally.
And this time the damage roll is good. It's going to go with 10 damage.
Shit balls. Yeah, you... That was good. Yeah, you kill it. How do you kill it?
So when I shoot it this time, I aim a little higher towards the head of the zombie, and I just blow its head clean off.
Yeah, so you shoot it in the head, and the back explodes, and it actually dislodges it from the neck, and it falls to the ground.
So this thing takes a swipe at me, misses. I sneak under it, and you blow its head off, and it just lands on me.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, there you go. Oh,
sorry, Norm.
Like within a matter of seconds, it just.
Okay, Vasilisa, one zombie left.
Vasilisa has a trait where when she fails a skill check, she's self-doubting.
I have that too.
So she's just devastated. Like, she failed utterly and has let everyone down. So she's going to shamefacedly put her wand away and just kind of cast Cure Light Wounds on herself.
Okay. Well, that's okay. I got this one.
You're having a moment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she's just going to quietly cure herself.
Marge, Ghost, and zombie number four need to make reflex saves again.
Oh, yes.
Zombie number four fails.
Marge failed her last roll.
Marge and zombie number four both take 1d4 fire damage again.
One.
Oh, that's better. I'm doing okay still. I'm not happy, but I'm doing okay.
Norm.
God, I'm so useless with this weapon.
Oh, you should come, like, next to me again. So I
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to cuddle up with you because, well, I'm going to crawl out from underneath the zombie that landed on me, crawl onto your space, hide behind your shield, and reach behind your shield and try and poke at this guy just one more time and just give him a little poke, and it's going to be... Because I'm thinking, if I keep going, even though I know I'm not doing anything, if I hit a crit, maybe exactly. I can do something.
Yeah.
And I critted 19, and I rolled an 18.
Yeah!
So, no, I was an 18.
Oh.
I rolled an 18.
I
critted a 19, I rolled an 18.
I critted a 19, and I rolled a 19.
My enunciation is crap.
That's okay. All right, so you're one away. You still hit. Roll damage.
A 3.
Yeah. All right. And our final zombie is once again going to attack Ghost. Only gets a 14. Top of round 6. Ghost.
I think Ghost will start peeking his head, or her head up, seeing that things are clearer now, but still not going to do anything. Stay total defense.
Okay, Valdine.
What about Marge?
What not about yet. Marge? Oh,
we did zombie four, and then we jumped to Ghost.
Sorry.
Oh, you skipped Marge.
I did. Sorry, Marge. Go ahead.
It's my sword seemed to do something last time. I'll keep going.
Good plan.
And I got a 20 to attack.
Yeah, that hits for sure.
And then I will do my damage.
How'd you get a 9 on a d6?
It totally looks like a 9. But it is 9 points of damage.
9 points of damage. How do you kill this zombie?
Woohoo! Oh, I'm going to, just with all my might, knowing that I've got, you know, some guys around me, in front of me, behind me, I'm going to straight up in the air with the sword and just, like, bring it down on top of its head, try to...
The sword splits between the zombie's skull and you bury it deep into its spinal column. And as it falls to its knees and then down onto the ground, I guess there's no blood in zombies.
No.
They would be gushing all over the place otherwise. The smell of rot fills the air and wafts against your cutie little rat folk nose.
Oh.
You guys have successfully killed 5 zombies. 2 of their corpses still burn nearby and perhaps the fire will spread next time.
We did it.
We successfully beat zombies for the last time.
You guys successfully beat my level 1 zombie. That DR is brutal.
Yeah, DR is
brutal. DR is
having stupid brutal.
Yeah, having DR is brutal.
Thanks for listening to the Dimension Door podcast. If you want to see character sheets, cast information, or read a narrative adaptation written by Elizabeth, check out our website, DimensionDoorPodcast.com. You can also connect with us on social media, Facebook and Instagram at Dimension Door Podcast, and also on Twitter, Dimension Pod. This episode was normally edited by our very own Zach Kreitler. Normal, because he plays normal. Oh, that is such a lame joke. God. Additional audio and effects used in this episode provided by several amazing artists. A. Shamalov Music, BD Productions, ARG Sound, also known as Artem Grebenshikov, Kevin McLeod of Incompetech Records, Bronwyn Holmes, Robert Austin, 95 Turbo Soul, Johnny Easton, Arn Anderson, Mackay Symphony, Sofk, and White Sand. Now, if you're interested in the spellings or want to look up any of those amazing artists, you should check out the description or the liner notes. There you will find the exact spellings as well to any links that the artist may want you to visit. If you want to listen to more of the Dimension Door podcast, well, you can. We have 3 episodes currently published, and if these notes here left for me to read are right, this is episode 2. That means you have at least 1 more to listen to before you run out, and at most you have more. If you're listening to this on opening day, December 25th of the year 2019, then you can look forward to the next episode coming out on January 1st, 2020. Thank you for listening!